The FT.
Angela Merkel, Germany's Chancellor, said at the weekend that the country's attempts to form a multicultural society had absolutely failed. Speaking to young members of the Christian Democratic Union Party, she said Muslim immigrants and indigenous Germans must do more to encourage integration, which she said was a central issue. I'm joined on the line by Quentin Peel, the FT's Berlin correspondent. Quentin, what do you think brought about this intervention by Angela Merkel into such a sensitive debate, and what message do you think she intended to convey?
Well, I think she's trying to play things in two ways. She's got clearly quite a strong backlash from conservatives within her own party who are very worried at the lack of integration of the Muslim community in Germany and have always been concerned about the level of Muslim immigration. But at the same time, I think she's trying to do something else. She wants to keep the door open for immigration in Germany, which is the more liberal side of her government's position, and certainly the Free Democrats within the coalition. So she's trying to do both things. She made these very sharp comments. At the same time, she said, look, we've got to be an open country. We've been kidding ourselves that people would come here and work as contract labourers and then go home again. So we've got to try harder. So I don't think, although the focus has been very much on Merkel saying Muslims must try harder, actually the real story is that she's performing a balancing act between the conservatives and the liberals in the German system.
Her remarks, though, they do seem to echo an increasingly defensive approach to immigration across much of Western Europe, with moves to ban the burqa in France and Belgium and now in Holland too. Isn't this emphasis on divisions a dangerous route for politicians to go down, given the growing dependence of European countries on immigrant labour?
Germany has always been very conservative regarding immigration. They used to say 20 years ago, Germany is not a country of immigrants. Well, the truth is, I think that perception has really changed in the last 20 years. And there is a very strong debate now that says Germany is a country looking for skilled immigrants. So exactly at the same moment that Merkel's come out and said our Muslim community must try harder to integrate, her closest allies in the government have come out with proposals to increase the number of skilled migrants coming to Germany. They're actually saying that they're going to have new legislation by the end of the year, which will make it much easier to recognize the foreign qualifications of immigrants. So that would make a big difference to what is a very big labor shortage at the top end in Germany. So I think Germany is not going down the track of banning the burqa or banning headscarves. They're much, much more tolerant about that than perhaps the debate suggests in other countries like France and like Belgium and like the Netherlands.
Nevertheless, with the remarks that she made at the weekend, she does stand accused of deepening divisions and undermining years of progress on this issue. Do any of her rival parties in Germany offer a more positive programme for the integration of migrants into German society?
The Greens in particular and the Free Democrats, who are part of the government, have always been more open-minded about immigration. And indeed, it was the Greens who pushed through, when they were in government with the Social Democrats, new laws which would recognize the right to at least temporary dual citizenship for immigrants, to make it easier for immigrants to become Germans without actually having German blood, which was a very important opening in Germany. And the Greens have been very critical about Mrs. Merkel for making these remarks.
Do you see this as a clever move by Merkel, or are her remarks going to be misinterpreted and the message get lost?
Well, I certainly think that her remarks are being misinterpreted in the immediate response. This is a debate that has been stirred up, if you like, over the last couple of months. ever since a man called Thilo Sarrazin, former member of the board of the Bundesbank, the central bank, published a very controversial book suggesting that Germany was somehow going to get swamped by Muslim immigrants who wouldn't integrate. That's been very roundly denounced from all parts of the political spectrum, but having said that, it's clearly had a popular response. I think that the important thing now is bring the issues out into the open, but it's a risk that that underlying conservatism will, if you like, win the day. I don't think it will, because at the end of the day, Germany's real interest is having its economy functioning on all cylinders, and that requires the sort of skilled immigration that people are talking about.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.